8543 is what we're launching into here. The number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away, and you can control the content. All that stuff you see on the front page. You scroll down the page, there's a numbered items listed there with descriptions. Each of those items was submitted by a listener like you. Might have even been you. You can go to freetalklive.com and you can submit different things you find on the internet. And then other listeners can vote them up or down. And the more voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive. And don't forget, one of the most important things to do there is visit the upcoming stories page. If you go there daily, there's always something fresh on the upcoming stories page and usually on the front page as well. But the idea is to vote on the things on the upcoming stories page so they can make it off of the upcoming stories page and make it onto the front page. So once again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive that way as we go back to the phones and to your thoughts. Jared is on the line in Michigan on the Amplex. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
To the last caller, I'm in the same boat as you guys. I don't follow sports either. I mean, if they want to, they're free to. But I think of bread and circuses. That's what Julius Caesar used to say in the Roman Empire times. You keep the people fat, happy, and stupid, and you can do to them whatever you please.
Yep.
So true.
You focused on the games. I was primarily calling because you guys had a caller from yesterday, Sam, and he brings up an excellent question, and I've gone through this with my wife. His question was how to convert a liberal. I just had a few comments to add to it from what you and Mark were saying about it last
night. Sure, how to convert a liberal-minded person into a liberty-minded person.
Which, of course, my comment was, you never convert anybody.
That's a good point. It is something that that takes time, and it should be a gentle process. But go ahead and add your thoughts.
I mean, I'm converting myself, too, over more and more to the liberty side, as I've said in previous calls. So I used to be a conservative all the way through and through and through. But when it came to my wife, from my own personal experience, I can tell you that some of the things that were important to me, like she grew up in an ultra-liberal household. They make Barack Obama look like Ron Paul. And she's never seen a gun before. Guns are a big part of my life. They're very important. And I just simply never forced it on her. I would tell her, like, hey, I'm cleaning one. I'll be in the other room. If you want to learn more, that's where I will be. You help them think it's their idea. You never force it around them. And I find that people will come around or at least be more receptive to it in the long run if you do that.
Absolutely true. That's how I approached things when I was in jail, was I just kind of took it easy. And then as people learned a little bit about me just through normal conversation, the questions would come up, and that would be the opportunity to answer.
Right. And the other way, too, is, I mean, for me, being a former conservative Republican all the way, when I listen to her complain about a Republican, I'll find a way to not spin it, but show her how the Democrats do the same thing in a different context. And it's something, it's like just planting a seed and hoping it grows over time. And I think, I mean, my goal isn't to convert her. Ideally I would like to, but I mean, I can live with it, but she seems to be more open to a lot of ideas. And for example, one of the things that we're doing this time is I voted for a Republican president every single time. She voted for a Democrat president every single time. And we both come to the conclusion she doesn't want Obama and I don't like Romney. And so we both decided what was right for us. Well, how about we both vote third party?
There you go.
It's just another thing that you can do. I mean, you know, and Gary Johnson is not going to be on the ballot in the state.
Oh, jeez.
But I'm sure there's a Constitution Party or maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that could change, but it's highly doubtful at this point. But we could always write him in. He claims to be a writing candidate. And it's just another step that you can take. Because it's like you say, Mark, Michigan's probably going to go for Obama. Even if it is going to be a swing state this time around, my one vote isn't going to flip it. So it's not going to really matter. But it's taking the steps with that other person is what it is.
A few weeks ago,
I would recommend that.
A few weeks ago, I announced, or Ian announced for me, that I had changed my mind and that I, you know, was encouraging people to do within the system activism, mm-hmm. and that is absolutely true. However, it's not at the expense of you know, agorism or
no, you got to do it all
exactly. Yeah. So as you're, you know, bringing yourself along to liberty, are there any things that you're doing that, you know, to try to encourage competing with the state and doing eradicating it that way? Are you
Well, I don't know if he said he was doing any activism. I mean,
no, he's not. He's saying that he's bringing himself to liberty within the system. So I'm wondering, are you doing anything like kind of outside the system, sort of liberty exploration?
Not really. I still consider myself a small government constitutionalist kind of person. I'm not. I mean, that's pretty much where I stand today. But I do find myself much more to the right, if you want to look at it from that spectrum, than a lot of other people. I do what I do, but I mean, I'm not any type of activist or nothing like that. But I mean, as far as my wife goes, I just try to find ways to plant seeds and just have her reason through it herself. Because I think if anybody actually put enough time to it, whether they're a conservative or a liberal, the only place to really go is towards more liberty.
That's true. Well, you could be more of a fascist or a socialist. I mean, you could go towards more tyranny, but
that's few and far in between. Most people aren't going to do that.
Are you? You said that you're really conservative. By chance, are you a Christian?
I was. No, I'm not. I don't really concern myself with that stuff. I was raised a Catholic, but I mean, it's not something that I really spend my time thinking about.
Tom Woods is a man who's Catholic, who has written a lot of books and does a lot of speaking engagements on liberty and things. And I was going to recommend to you a website called libertarianchristians.com. Obviously, you don't have to be a Christian to read it. It's a well-written blog, and it has.
Is that Tom Woods?
No, but he's featured in a lot of things in there. Anyway, that's
anything by Tom Woods is going to be great.
Yeah, it's a really great avenue for people that are kind of going from the conservative place to liberty. It would be friendly to you and to your wife, I'm sure.
So anything else you want to share tonight, Jared?
Yeah, I mean, I would just be happy even in our lifetime. I mean, you know, I'm not on board with the no government thing, but I mean, even if I know it's a pipe dream, but even if we could just scale back in any way, I mean, I'll take whatever we can get. I mean, I'll take any type of scale.
You ain't going to get it in Michigan, dude.
Careful saying that you'll take whatever you can get. That is a...
Well, I'll tell you.
I think he means the reductions.
You know, a lot of people, this is kind of how I feel. I mean, you know, certainly if you could see a scaling back of government, that would be a step in the right direction. And... You know, here in New Hampshire, we've managed to get there was a tax cut of 12% last year.
Was it a tax cut or a budget cut?
It was a budget cut, and it was a baseline budgeting cut. It wasn't in proposed spending.
It was a baseline. You're right. So it was not in proposed spending. So it was a budget cut from the year before, but they can only tax in New England, they can only tax to the budget.
So it should actually be reflected in taxes?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good to know. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight and look forward
to it.
Yes, sir. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it doesn't look like Michigan is going to have a rollback of government anytime soon, nor does it really look that way anywhere else.
It should be a rollback of government, absolutely.
Well, what do you mean by not by their choice?
The police have shut down ours.
Yeah, but they haven't stopped charging property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're getting less service, supposedly?
The property taxes are worth far less than the properties there in Detroit are worth far
less.
That's
true.
I don't know about the rest of Michigan. I imagine it's not.
But they're cutting back on, you know, they're even turning off street lights in Detroit there. And so you're getting less for the same amount.
Trash
service. No, you're not getting the same amount. It's not the same amount.
It's not going to change that much one year to the next. So if they turn off all...
Property values are plummeting in Detroit. I mean, there's houses being sold there for a dollar.
Right, but
what is 10 millage points on a dollar?
Do you know what the process is to get an abatement?
I have no idea.
Okay, so don't talk about how you know that people are getting great deals.
What are they
going to
do, take your property? There's all kinds of derelict properties there. Just don't pay your property taxes if you live in Detroit.
I support that. You shouldn't pay your property taxes anywhere, but we need to get people together who actually know what these issues
not
are.
Not in Detroit, you don't.
And who are willing to make a stand.
What are they going to do, steal your property in Detroit?
855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Total free number for you. Bring up anything you 1-855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site, webcam included. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page. Michelle's been hanging out in there tonight. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com.
They talked about all sorts of interesting things that have sometimes have nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Yeah.
How dare they?
Cam.freetalklive.com. It's totally free.
On Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about investing in gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency. And we've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Whether it's U.S. Eagles or British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, walking Liberty halves, you can go over to gold.freetalklive.com and just take a look at those coins there. Most of them you can comparison shop other places. And make sure you get the best prices when you're buying your precious metals. And make sure you can get them in your hand. It's important that you don't have them someplace else. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. So once again, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jeff listening in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Jeff.
I wanted to report that I made my first Bitcoin purchase today.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome news. So what'd you buy, if you can tell us?
No problem. Yeah, so I did a small purchase, about $100. I honestly have been doing a lot of research on it because this is all, I think the thing to really wrap my head around is how different this all is and kind of how strange it is. You know, it's so different. I've been doing some silver, of course, and, you know, you can always take that home. So finally did it. I did the bid instant like you guys. I think you guys sold it pretty well, so I gave it a try. I did the Bitcoin to email.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think was honestly an extra step I didn't need because
yep.
I ended up just transferring it to an app
wallet
that I found called Blockchain
yep.
on my smartphone. And I did about $100 worth. So I'm sitting on it right now.
So first you bought the Bitcoins at BitInstant.com and then you spent them where again?
I did the Bitcoin email option.
No, but I guess you said I thought you said you bought something with your Bitcoins, or no. Just bought Bitcoins?
Just bought the Bitcoins.
Oh, yeah, I just bought them. I'm sitting up, yeah, that's, I don't even know what to do next,
dollars.
Honestly. I'll tell you kind of why I'm buying them, and I just wanted to share this with you. This is one advantage of Bitcoin, and I don't know if this is a true advantage or not, but this is what I'm thinking. I bought a lot of silver, and I have actually cashed out some of it. And what I had to do is I had to pay, apparently they have something called a collectibles tax, which is pretty ridiculous.
In Oregon?
What's that? Not
is this
I mean,
something?
I live in California. I'm just visiting in Oregon. But apparently you pay a collectibles tax, which is something like 27%. It's pretty hefty.
What? Just to clarify, is this California state law or is this a federal thing?
You know, it might even be federal, actually. It might even be federal. I'm not the tax expert, but, it honestly might be federal now.
How did you become aware of this?
Because I sold the silver and
at, like,
you know,
a storefront or something?
So did you pay the money on the capital gains that you had from from what you bought in the silver? Or did you pay just a 27% of the total money you made from the silver?
It's 27% of the gain.
Of the gain. How do they know that you gained? I mean, you could have bought silver.
That was why I was asking where he sold the silver. I mean, to whom did you sell the silver? Was it like a storefront and they had you fill out paperwork?
Yes, I sold it back to a collector in town. Back to the
same collector you bought it from?
I actually bought it from a number of places, him and some places online as well.
So short term, this is actually part of capital gains, and so it's a federal thing. And collectibles held less than 1 year are taxed at personal income rates, and collectibles held 1 year or longer taxed 28%.
So just to clarify, you went into some guy's place, we buy gold, we buy silver. I've seen these guys. When I was down in Florida, there were at least three guys on the side of the road wearing dollar signs, waving at people to try to get people to go and sell their gold and silver. So you walk into this place, offer the silver for sale, come to an agreement on a price, and then what happens? Is he charging the tax right there? Are you taking a form, filling it out, paying the IRS? How are you paying this 27%?
Well, no, it actually came later when we did our income taxes. My wife is, you know, honestly, I almost debated not reporting it, but my wife is very conscientious about such things, and so we had to pay the extra for the tax man.
Did he give you a tax form? Was there a form involved that you had to fill out or that the agent at the shop filled out for you at the point of sale?
No, you know, you just kept the receipts. You're required to keep the receipts and then kind of prove,
at large, this is really important. The government is required to prove income. You're required to prove deductions. They have to prove your income, so they have to prove that you had income. And you've got to prove a deduction. So if you say I made $60,000, but here are my deductions, it's down to $40,000 because I have $20,000 worth of deductions. You've got to provide receipts for every one of those deductions. But you have to have pieces of paper.
This is not legal advice.
For anything. This is this is what tax people say.
This is Mark's understanding.
This is my understanding. So you have to provide pieces of paper. They have to provide pieces of paper too to prove your income.
Which is why
have no piece of paper, there is no income.
Right. Which is why I asked. If the store owner was filling out some sort of a form about you, and it sounds like he didn't, so he didn't get your name and address or anything like that?
I don't think so.
In that case, you definitely should not have.
This is voluntary.
Tell that to my wife.
Yeah,
no,
put her on the phone.
No, let me tell you something besides.
Lady.
That's a sign of authority over your woman.
Lady.
Can I make a point about Bitcoin?
Please.
Can I make a point about Bitcoin? This is what I'm talking to, is that when it comes to Bitcoin, there is zero paper trail, and there isn't even a mechanism, as far as I'm aware. Maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, if you ever find one out, don't tell your wife.
God, stop it.
No, but honestly, there's no mechanism for capital gains or collectible tax or whatever.
I don't know. How do you know they won't consider Bitcoins collectible?
Exactly. So.
Well, each of them has a wallet number attached to it, which is unique.
Somebody would have to provide. Look, the government will accept anything. When you fill out that form, the tax form, and you say that you've received X number of dollars from the sale of, whatever. You can sell things online. You can sell virtual things online.
Yeah.
You can sell pictures of yourself online. Whatever. You can sell anything. If you tell the government, I made this much money doing it, then that's their receipt.
Yep.
So, but other than that, they need pieces of paper.
You totally
to prove
volunteered
it.
into that tax.
Stop it. Here's what I want to say. Yes, there may very well be. I think when you get money back from Bitcoins, it has to go into a bank account. Isn't that right, Ian?
What do you mean by that? When you sell a Bitcoin?
I've never sold a Bitcoin.
I don't know.
It has to go through some kind of banking organization to get back to you.
How do you know? How do you know it doesn't go through MoneyGram or something like that? I don't know. That would be a question for the folks over at BitInstant to answer.
If you give your money away like that, you deserve to have it taken. And being a trader, I'll take your money. I have no problem taking your money.
I'm sorry to hear about the wife on that one. That was definitely, hopefully you can convince her otherwise next time or put her on the phone with us. We'll we'll do our best. But I appreciate the call tonight, Jeff. Good luck out there and congrats on the Bitcoin purchase. Don't tell anybody if you sell them. I would keep that to myself. All right, thanks for the call. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are courtesy of our wonderful sponsors, people like SACL CAI, LegalZoom. If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. You can incorporate over at LegalZoom.com. You can help protect you, that is, incorporation against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and they do more than just incorporation. They do patents, wills, trademarks, and more. Go to LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. So once again, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know we want to talk about QE3. Michelle's got, she's hot on that topic, but I wanted to make sure that we got a little bit more detail out about the Seattle story from last hour. And there was some confusion, there was some studio tensions, I guess, and...
Because I instigated and poked y'all a little bit. Mark. And you were so sweet, Ian, to defend Mark, even though he was ill-prepared.
He was attacking himself, is really what he was doing.
He was ill-prepared.
He was beating himself up. And you know, it's okay.
Look, Ian, I believe myself to be a person of principle who's as fair as I possibly can be. I berate you for rolling out of bed at 6:55.
You missed that. I mean, he interjected that into his thing while you were going, oh, don't feel bad, don't feel bad. He's like, what, like you who roll out of bed 5 minutes before the show, ill-prepared? And you just kept going, oh, it's a high.
If I do it wrong, I'm not going to let myself slide. I don't let you slide.
I've got my show prep, man. It's
all good. You're sloppy on both sides. You're consistent. It's cool.
Hey, it's okay. I'm here, and I brought enough show prep for all of us.
Thank you.
Look, the problem, if there was any problem at all, Mark, it was that the story wasn't that good of a story.
Always blame it on someone else.
If you want to beat yourself up over this, that's fine. It's your business. It's your mind, your body. You
I
can do whatever you want.
I have something in my bag that will help.
I'll bet
that
you do.
You can do whatever you want to yourself. I'm telling you, you know, the only if there was anything done wrong, it was that you didn't find a more detailed story. Because I wasn't asking you to know every detail about the story. I was just simply asking about what was already said. That sometimes, you know, I'm in the middle of doing things over here. I've got calls coming in, looking to see who's on the line. I'm running the show and hosting the show at the same
Nobody
time.
Nobody wants to hear your excuses.
And so
just go on.
I
and
wanted
read
to
it.
Know what you had said if I'd understood
lipstick.
It correctly.
That's
and
true.
And it was hard to understand that first story from Como News, which is a talk radio. Or a news radio station in Seattle, KOMO.
Yeah, I agree.
And
it was nowhere near as good as some of these other stories.
This story was very general. It didn't make clear when this man had complained
so
to the police.
So if he read the article beforehand,
2 days,
he would have been able to find another one that explained it better.
No, actually, I had two articles up when I read this one because I had gone through
You were
reference.
Watching kitty videos?
Kitty videos? I sometimes do watch cat videos, but I don't really remember doing it in the last couple of days.
You were saying something, though. You had two articles up.
I had two articles up, and I think that I had the story at one point. Like, I liked the way the Como story talked about how the prosecutor, the internal mm-hmm. investigations officer, walked this through.
Can we have therapy later?
Ian wants to talk about it. I know. I hear you. Ian continues. I was silent, nearly silent, while he was talking about this stuff. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well, I want to get the real story out. I'm sorry, but, you know, that story was unacceptable. I mean, there's more detail out there, and a lot of it, the Seattle Weekly, has the detail here. And, I mean, we're not going to have a chance to get into all this. There's a lot that's going on in this story. I did hoot earlier on Facebook and Twitter about the actual link to this very, very detailed account of what went down. I mean, this guy ended up getting tased. Was a real nasty situation. But
why didn't you lead with that part?
So here's No, it wasn't in the Como story. So, again.
I did know. I read the other story previously, and I had two stories up.
So you did know, but you didn't report properly or adequately
right.
or whatever.
You are being so mean to him.
I was hot. I did have the two stories. It's not acceptable.
Okay, fine. That's not the issue here. The issue at hand is getting out what actually happened and the basics of what happened to this guy who claimed that he was attacked by the police because he had complained to the police.
After being arrested for jaywalking.
That was the main gist of this story. Basically, as I understand the story now, having looked a little deeper into it, that on the street where he was threatened over the jaywalking offense, that was when he was arrested for obstructing justice.
Right.
And the reason why he was arrested for obstructing justice, supposedly, was because he tried to call the police during the arrest, during that whole process. He picked up his cell phone, mm-hmm. and he made a phone call to the police station complaining about what the police were doing to him.
Did they give him an option of being fined, or they went straight to, you're going to jail?
I don't have that detail, but there's a lot of detail in the story, and obviously we've been in the middle of the show, so I haven't had the chance to read the whole thing. But I did look at, you know, the basics of the story, and that is that, so he was arrested for obstructing then and there. Then he later went to the police department
to complain.
And further, you know, actually officially filed a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
So
they had to, in order to cover the behavior of the officers who essentially threw a man to the ground, handcuffed him, and tased him for alleged jaywalking, they had to come up with some reason to cover the officers. In order to cover the officers, they had to have a story, and the guy had to be guilty. So they took the charges and they walked them through in order to get him guilty. Two prosecutors, a county and a city, declined to go after charges on this guy. They finally had to, the internal investigations officer, who frankly should have no power whatsoever to bring charges against a citizen, should only have powers to police the police, decided to walk this charge through to the prosecutor, sat down, had lunch, and then made it happen.
Now remember, this is all happening in the same city.
Then they can write off the lunch because they were conducting business, though.
I guess.
You know?
Now, this all happened in the same city in which they shot a man to death for whittling. I believe that was the same city.
Oh, that was
death.
So terrible.
Yeah, that he was sitting on like a public sidewalk or somewhere, bench or something like that, and whittling away. And an officer came up to him, yelled at him, drew his gun on him, and literally shot him within seconds. It was horrifying. And, of course, that officer hasn't, I don't believe anything happened to that officer as a result of that. And in this case, odds are good nothing's going to happen to the officers here. At least this man survived this encounter. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Dale is in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dale.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi, Dale.
Hi. So I had an incident happen today that, as you guys know, I'm not like a fan of intellectual property. And I've made a lot of comic strips, and I put them out for free for people and told them, share them if you want. It's no big deal.
Sure.
And, yeah, so today I came across one of my comics on Facebook, and I thought that was kind of cool. But do you know the one thing I ask of people if they share something of mine? I just ask one thing of them.
Include the URL.
Credit.
Yeah, don't edit it. Leave the URL on there. They had specifically cut this out, cut the comic down to not show the URL.
Was this a person that's a friend of yours or a friend of a friend kind of thing?
It was Nobody for President, I think, some group on Facebook. The comic was being shared all over the place. It was got lots of shares, lots of likes.
Wow.
Nobody knows it's mine.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Who's running, Danny, idea who's running that page?
No, I don't know. I know it's getting some buzz. There's a lot of people who know me got on and said some
stuff
about it. Yeah.
Well, I like to see people.
True.
Exactly.
They would have had to do it. How much did they cut out, by the way?
Just the bottom strip?
Right, yeah.
Bottom of it.
Okay, so they did on purpose cut out. It wasn't like they cropped out other portions of the action in the comic. They literally just cut out the part with your information.
Yeah.
Well, what you should do is go back to all of your strips. Most of your strips are in a four-panel setup, four squares in a square. You should put your URL right in the center in between the two.
I've done that before on some of them. I've changed it around different ways. But mostly I'm just kind of – it just irks me I don't believe in intellectual property, but I believe it gives people credit for stuff.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how much this is happening because they're afraid of getting a copyright issue if they were to leave that stuff on when they post.
That's a good question. I don't know. You'd think the Nobody for President people, it always seemed like more of an anarchist thing, so who knows who's behind that page. I'd be curious. I would send them a message and say, hey,
sharing something on Facebook?
Not, obviously you're not going to threaten them, but just say, hey, why don't you give me credit? I'd really appreciate that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you like the show, become an amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take that $3 that the AMP program costs, which you can pay through PayPal with any major credit card or use Visa or MasterCard on our site. We'll take that $3 and invest it into Free Talk Live, using it to advertise to more radio stations, get more people on board. We're going to L.A. in October for a very short period of time. We're going to be attending a quick one-day convention from Talkers Magazine. They used to just do it in New York City, but now they're doing a West Coast one and an East Coast one.
So yep. That way you got to meet the West Coast and East Coast program directors.
Yeah, it's true that some of the guys from the West Coast aren't going to come to New York City. So I've already seen the list of some of the folks that are going to be attending this convention on the West Coast.
And specific.
There's at least a handful of folks I've been talking to for years on the phones, trying to get them on board with Free Talk Live. And sometimes it's just meeting that person face-to-face
yeah,
that really locks it in for you. I mean,
don't worry, I'll talk to him for
when you.
Go,
oh, my gosh. Really? You did it just, really?
Look at him.
They'll be like, who? Because they haven't been talking to you, but Mark's great.
He's
great.
Devil
seriously, Mark's great to have
on
along.
Free Talk Live.
He's very good at schmoozing with people. So
are you a closer?
I don't, not at this, not
you
at these events.
You don't
actually
go to close.
I'm extraordinarily proud of Ian when he goes to these events because he really is, he steps up and he closes.
Nice.
Well, I don't really do closing.
I mean, let's argue about
who's the closer now. We had the argument in the last segment about you guys and your, you know, needing a therapist, which I'm happy to do, but now we can discuss who's the closer and who's the, I'm a closer.
Go ahead and finish.
When you go to one of these conventions, it's not to close a deal, it's to schmooze and to be seen. It's a who's who kind of thing. And so if
you've got to go up and talk to people, and that's not really where you're.
We've
got to
get your outfits. Like, I'm going to pack your clothes.
Michelle, these are 60-year-old white guys. I mean, they're not looking for Ian to be wearing skull bangs.
Anyway, it's L.A.
We get to go to these things because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. So thank you to everybody that has amped the show in the past. Maybe you're not still because of financial troubles. That certainly happens. But also thanks to everybody who's currently amplifying. And if you haven't yet done so, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, Amp-only forum, podcast, and more. You can get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com, and our number here again is 855-450-FREE. So QE3, Michelle, you have been itching to talk about this. You touched on it in the very first segment of the show. This is the next quantitative easing, which is apparently a fancy word for printing out money, right?
That's correct. Now, there is one school of thought that businesses are not hesitant to invest and higher because interest rates are too high, but rather they're hesitant because of the uncertainty surrounding their future prospects. And that's where you get into the discussion about whether or not Romney or Obama is going to be better for the economy in the future. So then you've got Bernanke having a meeting with a bunch of economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming a couple weeks ago. And the people from the Euro, not showing up, and that was kind of a bit of a scandalous sort of thing because who's on board with what? But what,
does it seem strange to you that they do this in Jackson Hole, Wyoming? By the way, I mean
it's so beautiful there in the summertime.
Oh, absolutely! It's Yellowstone, where Jackson Hole is, near it's where it's located, is. Frankly, in my opinion, the most beautiful place in the nation. But there's no major airport there that I can recall. Jackson Hole wasn't really like a bustling metropolis with a huge, kind of convention center.
No, it's like Jekyll Island was way back when.
It just doesn't make any sense to me why they picked Jackson Hole. But
I don't know. They picked New Hampshire back 100 years ago.
Bretton Woods,
So, okay. So I was just, that was a little background to where we're at now, where, QE3, unlike QE1 and 2, does not have a deadline.
I thought the QE1 and 2 really were just, I mean, these are just, QE3 really is just an extension of QE1, which is an extension of QE2, or is QE2, which is an extension of QE1. I thought that they really hadn't stopped. Did they?
They increase the amounts is what they do. So for this allotted amount of $50 billion, I believe it is.
Isn't it $40 billion per month?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they're going to purchase mortgage-backed securities?
Yes. And the end date is left up in the air, with the other two, the Fed.
The Federal Reserve?
Yes.
Yes, the Federal Reserve is going to buy from Franny Ray and Freddie Do-Good these ugly, nasty, mortgage-backed securities, which are the garbage that caused the meltdown in the first place.
So the funny thing is, so they've got a couple different things going on. They're printing more money. They're insisting that the government's insisting that the interest rates be kept low so that people will invest. However, no one's investing, and part of the reason is because the banks, which got all the TARP, help and things, are sitting on $1.5 trillion in excess reserves,
they're refusing
to lend that out because
they got burned.
Yeah, because the interest rate's so low, they don't want to lend out at that rate anyway. So there is, I think, really we're really being set up with this like perfect storm kind of thing with the economy, and I know we've been talking about the economy collapsing and everything. I think it's going to happen now, this year.
There's a lot of ultra bears out there that have been predicting it for, you know, year after year. But Ian, let me tell you about these mortgage-backed securities, because I know it's leaving you in the dark a little bit. So this is why this is really just...
Don't be condescending. Now I'm going to step up for Ian. Don't you be patronizing condescending.
Okay, then explain it to me, Ian.
I don't know what a security is.
So this is why this is printing money.
Security is somebody you hire.
Just printing money. So I've made an investment in something horrifying, bags of bull poop.
Okay.
And I thought these bags, everybody was saying the bags of bull poop were great and that they kept on going up in value every single month. Get bull poop. And so I got them. And I've got these bags of bull poop, and they're not worth anything because the market in bull poop crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably bull poop,
no,
by the way, is actually worth more than the dollars they're going to be printing out here. But that's beside the point. So then I say, hey, buddy, will you buy my bull poop that's not worth anything for me at the price that I bought the bull poop at?
And you're talking to the Federal Reserve.
Yes, you, my buddy, are the Federal Reserve. And you're like, well, I've got to keep the economy going, and I've got an idiot for a friend, so I guess I better buy the bull poop. So you buy the bull poop, which you're not going to be able to sell for anything.
Right.
And that's why you're printing money, because basically you're buying something you're never going to sell.
So,
it's just bull.
So, and this, they're only buying them from the government organization, Fannie Mae.
Which owns 90-something percent.
Because they bought a bunch of them up, right?
The 90-something percent of the mortgages in America are owned by, Fannie Mac.
Right, so all this started back, you know, years ago when they did the subprime lending, trying to, because, you know, George Bush said that everyone should own a home. And that was going to be, you know, so that was part of the housing bubble. And so this housing bubble was created, and we haven't allowed for a contraction in the economy. And a contraction, I mean, if you think in terms of like a heartbeat or labor, it goes up, it comes down, it goes up. And when you're like having a baby, you expand, you contract, you expand, you contract. You can't just expand indefinitely.
Right. They've been trying to put off that contraction.
Right. And that contraction really, really needs to happen actually in order for there to be growth.
It will. It has to at some point. You can't get away from the laws of economics.
One would think. But there's this, the plunge protection team.
Right. They got a lot of tricks up their sleeve.
They're keeping those they're jugglers that are keeping the balls in the air.
Well,
no,
it's their system. They design the rules and they know how to work it. So the plunge protection team, what is it briefly for those who've never heard of that before?
Well, I mean, people don't, I don't think, I don't think it's an actual thing. I think it's more
Wayne
like,
believes they're real. They're
yes.
Real.
I mean, there are lots of us that think it's real, but there's no one, there's a Federal Reserve that we know of, and they have a building and an office, and mm-hmm. there isn't a plunge protection team with an office.
Right, you don't get to look them up and email them or call them.
Right, but if you go to something like the, if I'm a technical trader, so I just follow trends and stuff, but for fundamental traders, they look at things like the news and what's happening around the world to determine whether the market's going to go up or go down. By all of those fundamentals, one would look and you would expect absolutely 100% that the market should be going down.
Yes.
The housing starts are at an all-time low. Foreclosures are at an all-time high. The savings rate is a negative savings rate still. People are not spending money. And, you know, so every indicator is showing that the economy should be contracting. Absolutely. And it's not.
But the plunge protection team is able to go in and kind of keep prices high by artificially putting money into a market.
They catch balls for the juggler and toss them back in the air.
Yes.
Financially, at least.
Yes.
All right, so we're out of time tonight. You can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. So your money's probably not too safe in dollars. Might want to consider other options.
Silver,
gold,
Bitcoin.
Silver, Bitcoin possibilities. Those might be decent. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.